If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Marianne is joining us to talk about reinventing yourself. And this is a timely topic because we've been hearing lately a lot about a man who kept reinventing himself all the way to 100. Submariner, farmer, carpenter, painter, preacher, fly fisherman, governor, and President Jimmy Carter.
Yes, he really did a great job of reinventing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you don't have to live to 100 to have a very productive second half of life. And I'm talking about that whole concept of manifestation. You know, I'm always talking about that, Bob.
I know.
And envisioning and affirming the life that you want, and then it magically happens. And this is very doable, but there are steps that you can take to make this happen.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter said, we're old when we think we are. So you're going to give us some ideas on how to start the process, right?
Right, yeah. Here are at least a few things that you can do. Okay, the first one is declutter and clean your home and your mind. Bob, how many times have you and I had this conversation?
Conversation or argument?
Argument. Mm-hmm. Okay, for us it's an argument. Yeah, because most people can't think in a messy environment. And you know what that does to me, because, you know, like you start piling things on around me a little bit at a time, and then suddenly I see it all and I explode. I cannot even, I want to bulldoze everything. I want to throw away everything you own. It's like, it drives me completely crazy.
It's an organized mess. It's a well-organized pile.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to find yourself, get yourself another home.
I don't lose things though, but you know what? It's interesting that you're going to talk about this because in, you know, I'm reading that Jimmy Carter book, The Virtues of Aging. And in that book, he actually writes about declutter and he said, you do that. And
oh, really?
He said, it can provide new possibilities. You make available new space, and all of a sudden you got a wood shop, which is what he built, or you can make an art studio, a hothouse, or something to accommodate a new passion.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, is that, and when you start to look at the stuff that you're accumulating and building little piles of constantly, you suddenly realize, if you really look at these things, that you might not even like them anymore. Like, they might not fit into your life anymore. So, yes, so you take the time and the mind space to weed out the things that no longer serve you, and then you can fit more things in, just like Jimmy Carter says.
Yeah, don't worry, Marianne, right, because you are needed at all times and forever. So, you know, just keep that in mind when I'm cleaning up. You're here to stay.
Yeah, you're not going to throw me out.
What's
okay,
next on
I'm
the list?
Very relieved. Okay, evaluate your relationship. These are things that you do before you try to reinvent yourself. Okay, so you've heard that saying that you are the average of the five closest people you interact with daily. Think about it. Who are your five? Are they, well, for you, Bob, I think that it's me and then your staff at work.
Now my high school buddies are in there.
Right. And are they who you want to be? Do they make you strive to be better? And if you're stuck in relationships just because of history or because of circumstance, you don't have to drop people like a hot potato, but you can choose who to spend more time with. So, you know, the whole idea is to get rid of toxic people in your life, if that's the case, and work on cultivating relationships that bring you into the future that you want
I get
to create.
It. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is get your finances in order. And that's because if you're setting goals to reinvent yourself, chances are it's going to require some money. So get out of debt, reduce expenses, and think about creating like a sustainable income stream when your regular work life is over. And that way you can invest in yourself. Maybe it's taking a course. Maybe it's putting money into a project that you've always wanted to do, but you will need money. So, you know, get out of debt. The next one is journal your thoughts. So to create the life you want, you've got to write it down. It's amazing the clarity that comes from writing, even if you cringe at doing this. Push through and just do it. Make a list of things you want to try, crazy ideas, write down the pros and cons, people you want to talk to, research you're going to need to do, books you should read. Think of it as a brain dump and keep your journal with you at all times so you can jot down these notes. You could use your phone voice recorder, but I do see a little trouble with that because once you record, then you have to go back and listen to the whole thing. So
right.
I'd rather just write it down.
Yeah, journaling's great, even if you're not going to reinvent yourself. It's just good for a number of reasons, isn't it?
It's so good, yeah. Choose your focus. So you can narrow down your list now that you have all this stuff in your journal. Narrow it down to like one or two things you want to start to explore and start a new page in your journal and then just talk about those or just work on those. The next one is make a plan now that you have, you know, a couple. So, you know, think about what are you going to have to do? Do you have to do more research? Do you have to move? You know, what kind of a financial situation do you need to be in? And then allow yourself the ability to pivot. That means that if it's not working out, you know, just do something else. Like, it's okay. Not everything is going to be exactly as you planned. The more information you get, the better it is. And then obviously the last one is don't quit, because success happens only when you keep doing something over and over again. You know, pick yourself up and just keep going.
Yeah,
keep your eye on the ball.
You got to just do it every day and, you know, work towards your goal every single day. You know, talking about Jimmy Carter, his mother, remember Miss Lillian? She joined the Peace Corps when she was 70, and then she gave hundreds of speeches about how you're never too old to start a new adventure. Let's talk about what recipe is on the Savvy Planet website.
Okay, well, you know, it is still dry January.
Right.
A lot of people are still sticking to it, okay, even though we're like almost mid-January now. So I have a recipe for a refreshing mojito mocktail. It's an alcohol-free twist on the classic mojito, and it delivers all the crisp, minty flavors that you love without the rum. So you can easily add the rum. But I'm going to tell you, muddling the mint leaves, and a lot of them, that is what makes you feel like you're actually having a cocktail.
Yeah,
you know,
I've sipped
it's
those.
So delicious.
Because, you know, the Cubans like their mojitos. And
exactly.
The mocktail, though, is my kind of drink, as you know. Marianne's got the recipes. Subscribe to Savvy Planet. Go to savvy-planet.com. Submit your email address, and you'll get the weekly recipe plus this recording. And as Jimmy Carter said, don't age, mature. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Can you tell?
I love that. And by the way, I forgot to mention, but today is another edition of Five Savvy Things. So if you are subscribed to Savvy Planet, you will receive a newsletter at some point today with my third edition of Five Savvy Things. I'd love feedback. I'd love to know what people think about my list.
Check it out. Marianne, I will see you soon. And I will
see you soon, Bob.
Younger than when I left the house. It's 10 to 9.
Great, I love that.